Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, everyone, to today's pronunciation challenge. My name is Sam, and today I am very excited about this video. I absolutely love this video. It is called This Dialect Coach Can Transport You With Her Perfect Accents. And it's a very, very interesting video. And so it's about this lady who is a dialect coach, as you may have guessed. And a dialect coach, as she explains in the video, is someone who teaches people how to speak in different dialects. So believe it or not, she's teaching English speakers how to speak English differently. So she works a lot with actors and all that, people that maybe are doing movies or TV shows or maybe radio or something like that, and teaches them how to talk like someone else. So I find that super, super interesting. I'm sure there's something similar in Taiwan or China to make people speak with different Chinese accents. If there is something like that, actually put that in the comments. I'd be curious to see that. But anyway, for this video, it is a very, very cool one. And I think as an English learner, as you guys are, I think that should also be pretty interesting. So anyway, sorry, I'm babbling as I always do. Let's get on to our challenge for today. We're now surrounded by so many voices that are emotionless. You know, by these automated voices that sound very fake. Where it's like, I'd love to help you. I'm a computer that's here to help you. I read that one a little bit faster and a little bit more connected with a little bit more lian yin than I usually do because there are some filler words in today's pronunciation challenge. And what are filler words? Those are those little words in between the ums and ahs and the you knows and the likes and all that stuff. So she says, you know, or where it's like, that's kind of, I mean, where it's like, not as much, but you know is definitely a filler word. So anyway, I tried to include those and read them naturally. So everyone, make sure when you're reading it today, don't say, you know, by these automated voices. You know, try to, I just said, you know, try to read it like a filler word, like it's actually read. And because I think they're super important to learn. And I always tell people, even though filler words should be avoided when you speak the language at a very high level, I think they're a very good idea to learn while you are still learning. And the reason is that is how native speakers speak, right? Even though it may not be considered good, you know, if you are on radio or if you are giving a speech, of course, if you're the president and you say, but like, then that's not good. But if you want to just speak with native speakers and sound native, then filler words are very good. Anyway, sorry, I'm rambling again, but let's get on to our vocabulary. So first we have surround and surroundings. Surround and surroundings. And surround is a verb that means to, you know, to enclose. It means to have things around another thing. So for example, if you say, I am surrounded by people, it just means that there are people all around you. And of course, in the video, she doesn't mean that we are literally surrounded by them. She doesn't mean that, you know, when you're standing somewhere, there are like voices in every direction around you. She means that they're very common, right? So when she says we are surrounded by so many voices that are emotionless, she just means that you hear them in many different places. You hear them in different parts of your life, right? At home, at school, wherever you are, you hear these automated voices. They're very common. That's what that means. Next, we have surroundings. Surroundings. And surroundings is a noun. And surroundings basically just means your current environment. So you could say, you know, take a look at your surroundings. That just means look around you. Look at the things that are near you, that are, you know, within your reach or that you can see right now. Those are your surroundings. Next we have emotionless, emotion, and emotional. Emotionless, emotion, and emotional. And emotionless, I'm sure everyone can guess, just means, you know, no emotions. So you could say someone gave a very emotionless response, or if a person is very emotionless, or, you know, you could even say like a piece of artwork is very emotionless, or something like that. It means there's not a lot of emotion in it. It doesn't really have much. It's very rigid or robotic or something like that. Very manufactured, you know, depending on, I guess, in what way it's emotionless. But that's one way you could use that word. We also have emotion. So emotion is just, you know, like 感觉, 感情, right? And emotion is a noun. So you could say, happiness is my favorite emotion. So of course, there's many different emotions. Sadness, surprise, happiness, joy, love. These are all emotions. And next we have emotional. And emotional is the adjective for this word. So you could say, for instance, someone is a very emotional person. And depending on the context, this could have different meanings. So if someone is very emotional, it could be negative, right? It could mean, oh, they're overly sensitive. You know, if you're like, oh, don't be so emotional, it could mean that, yeah, they're being too sensitive, or maybe they're not being logical enough. They're considering a situation with too much emotion when it should be just looked at logically, something like that. But I actually describe myself as being a very emotional person. But when I say it, I just mean that I'm quite in touch with my emotions, which just means, yes, it means I occasionally cry in movies, but should I say that? I shouldn't tell you guys that. But it also, I guess someone that is very in touch with their emotions means that they are self-aware, that they kind of either understand how they feel or try to understand how they feel, something like that. Are you an emotional person? Let me know in the comments. Do you identify as being emotional? And for the guys, you don't have to be afraid. It is 2017. We can admit that we are emotional men, and there's nothing wrong with that. Anyway, moving on. We have automated, automatic, automation, and autonomy. You guys will notice that the emphasis is a little bit different on that last one there. So first we have automated, and automated is an adjective that means that something is automatic, basically. It's pretty common when you talk about, for instance, processes. You could say all of the manufacturing processes in our company have become fully automated. Or you could say, I emailed the company, but I just got an automated response. That just means that you got an email back from the system saying, you know, thanks for your email. Because we have a lot of emails, we'll be replying to you in 72 hours or whatever, something like that. So that's like an automated response. Next, we have automatic. And automatic has a very similar meaning. Automatic just means that something does something on its own. For example, like an automatic door, which means a door that can, of course, open either with motion or with a button or something like that. So you could say, back in my day, cars didn't have automatic doors, which just means, you know, people always say, back in my day. That's a very old person thing to say, by the way. You know, back in my day, it was like in my generation, when I was your age, that's kind of a very classic old person thing to say. But anyway, yeah, back in my day, cars didn't have automatic doors. That just means that, yeah, when I was young, we didn't have doors that could open on their own or with a button or whatever. Next, we have automation. Automation. And automation is a noun in this case. So automation is like the concept of making things automatic or automated or whatever. For example, you could say, while we are losing many jobs to offshoring, we are losing even more to automation. And by the way, offshoring just means jobs moving outside of the country. You know, that's a really common thing that's talked about. For example, in the States, a lot of jobs get offshored to China. There's a lot of offshoring of jobs to China or other parts of Asia, that kind of thing. So you could say we're losing many jobs to offshoring, but we're losing even more jobs to automation. That just means now that we have so many robots and so many machines and things that do things automatically, now that we have so many automated processes and so much manufacturing is automated, we are losing jobs as a result. So that's how you could talk about automation. Or you could say, I think automation is the future, something like that. It's a noun. Finally, we have autonomy. Autonomy. And the emphasis is a little bit different on this one, as you guys probably noticed. The other ones are automatic, automated, automation. But this one is autonomy. So be careful on that one. And autonomy is often talked about in like a political sense, like a geopolitical sense. Like if a country has autonomy, it means that it can act independently of, you know, something else, of another country or another, you know, maybe a union or something like that. You know, having autonomy, it essentially means independence or right to, you know, the right to self-govern, the right to govern oneself, you could say. You could say something like, with this new government, all of the provinces will have greater autonomy. That just means now that we have this new government, each of the provinces will have more power to make their own decisions. They can act more independently from the federal government, right? The countrywide government. And as we're talking about all these words, automated, automation, automatic, autonomy, I just wanted to highlight that all of these, of course, have the prefix auto in them. And the prefix auto, in case you haven't guessed already, all has this kind of meaning of self or independent. So for example, if you look at words like of course those ones we just mentioned, but I'll give two other examples. Another one is the automobile, right? That is a car that of course mobile means to move, right? Or to be able to move. And auto is like self. So it's like that doesn't mean self-driving cars, by the way. But the word automobile, of course, just means like a machine that can move on its own, right? Or at least with someone driving it. I don't know, it's just kind of, I thought that was interesting, as many people don't really think of the origins of these words, but yeah, automobile, automobile. And the last one I want to mention is autobiography. And for those who don't know, so biography is just like, I guess it's technically like a story of someone's life. So if you write a biography, it means you write about someone's life. And an autobiography means that you write about your own life, right? So auto, self, biography, story about someone's life. Autobiography, your own story, life, writing thing. There you go. A little extra fun fact for you guys. Anyway, that is all I have for today. I hope you all enjoyed. As usual, I'm looking forward to listening to your recordings and reading your comments. And that is it. I hope you all enjoyed this pronunciation challenge. And go check out that video. I think it's super interesting, and she's so amazing at doing accents. If you guys feel like it, you can imitate her accents from the beginning of the video and see how well you can do all those different accents from different parts of the States or from different countries, if you want. But that's totally optional. Anyway, I'm rambling again. Thank you all one final time for listening, and I'll see you guys on the next one. Bye.